This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today with the latest dispatch from a healthcare system in need of repair or perhaps overhaul. If you need psychiatric care or if you're trying to help a family member get it, and you might already know this, it's a challenge in Boston. A new study by Harvard Medical School finds that even people with first-rate private health insurance have trouble reaching a psychiatrist, making an appointment, or even getting a call back. Harvard researchers published their report in Psychiatric Services and say their findings add to growing evidence that the mental health system is difficult for many people to access and need of a major overhaul. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Good Hello, to have Anthony. You. Thanks.
So tell us more about this study. What did the researchers look to find out and what did they learn?
Well, what they learned is, you know, the old saying, a good shrink is hard to find. Well, what they learned is that any shrink is hard to find. Basically, they set out to find a psychiatrist for a patient in need, let's say a depressive patient, and they actually posed as the patient. So they did this in three different cities, Boston, Chicago, and Houston. In each city, they called 120 psychiatrists on behalf of this depressed patient, saying they were the depressed patient, actually. And what they found was that they only got appointments with a psychiatrist about one quarter of the time. And in fact, in Boston, the psychiatrists were least likely to offer appointments. It was about 23% of psychiatrists didn't even return the calls. 16% listed incorrect phone numbers. And I should note, this study found that one psychiatrist's office was actually a McDonald's. Hmm. And 15% just weren't accepting new patients.
Boy, real challenge for someone looking for psychiatric services. So you've been reporting on health for a long time. Did these results surprise you in any way?
You know, my only response is a big sigh. Like, no, because we knew these things about psychiatry. We knew that there's a great big national shortage of psychiatrists. We knew that insurance limits coverage for psychiatric disorders, even though it should have gotten better with new federal legislation on parity or the fact that you should be able to get psychiatric care at the same level as your physical care. But nonetheless, there remain all these extra hoops that patients have to jump through in order to get psychiatric care, and having health insurance doesn't necessarily do it.
I see. All right. Well, Carrie, stand by. I want to introduce Dr. Wesley Boyd. He's an attending psychiatrist at Cambridge Health Alliance, and he's senior author of the new study. He also co-authored a study in 2011 on psychiatric care. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Dr. Boyd. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
So we mentioned that study back in 2011 that you did that found similar results. Has anything changed since then? Have things gotten worse, better? What's your view?
Well, given that in 2011 we used the Blue Cross Blue Shield database of physician names and phone numbers to call institutions, whereas this time in our current study we used the same database to call individual psychiatrists. So we were initially calling institutions, this time calling individual psychiatrists, all listed as being in-network and Blue Cross. And unfortunately, as Carrie reported, our findings were similarly dismal in our ability to actually schedule an appointment in Boston or elsewhere.
Mm. So tell me what concerns you. What's the what are the potential consequences of this challenge of accessing psychiatric care for people?
Well, I think these challenges are especially difficult for psychiatric patients because, you know, especially if you're depressed or schizophrenic, it might be hard to even pick up the phone or even access a database. So needing to call so many numbers before you have success in securing an appointment is just, it's abysmal and appalling. You know, I think, unfortunately, there is still stigma around mental illness, and that probably causes some people to hesitate before speaking out against, say, a database with so many wrong numbers or so many names of psychiatrists whose practices are full and not accepting new patients.
Does it point as well to the way mental health care is perhaps undervalued in our society? I mean, I'm thinking about a city like Boston, known for world-class doctors and hospitals. If this is happening here, I'm just wondering if it says something about the way mental health is viewed.
It absolutely does, and I can't say that strongly enough. When healthcare facilities offer psychiatric services, they're generally doing so at a loss. In other words, they are not reimbursed enough to actually pay their own cost when they administer psychiatric care. And so, at least in the institution, in the case of the institutions, they do what they can to limit access. And I think The fallout is that medical students who might otherwise consider psychiatry, they see psychiatry being undervalued. Hmm. There's a stigma for mental illness. Psychiatry has been under special scrutiny from managed care and health insurance companies in general for the last several decades. All of that works against having more people, say, enter the field and feel good about it.
Interesting. Now, Carrie, I want to ask you about that because, we just heard Dr. Boyd there talking about psychiatry being sort of undervalued in the medical community itself.
Right. Actually, I wanted to ask Dr. Boyd. I hear from psychiatrists that in medical school, in medical education, there's kind of a stigma about going into psychiatry still. Do you see that as a problem as well?
Unfortunately, I actually do. Certainly during my time in medical school, which is more than two decades ago, I experienced some of that. And I do understand that medical students are still sort of asked, why aren't you going to become a, quote unquote, real doctor? Hmm. You know, when the reality is that treating depression or anxiety disorders that may be hard to treat is similar to treating diabetes or asthma, where these are chronic conditions. They warrant medical attention, and people who have them really suffer.
Doctor, I want to ask you about this because in your report, you talk about a need for a comprehensive, thoughtful public overhaul of psychiatric care. What does that look like in your view? What has to happen?
Well, I think, first of all, taking the profit motive out of medical delivery would go a long way. For example, we were using an insurance company's database to call these numbers. The insurers make money off their clients when those clients don't access care. And so there seems to be little pressure on the insurance companies to maintain accurate databases. One of the other problems is that individuals out there in the community don't realize the obstacles they're going to face when trying to access psychiatric care until they're actually in that position. And I've heard that so many times where people say, I had no idea it was as bad as it was. Some of my family members have said, I have no idea why you've been writing this stuff until someone in their families actually needs help.
Yeah. Now, one of the consequences of this, and I think we talked to you about this back in 2011, is essentially with psychiatric care so difficult to access, emergency rooms have become de facto psychiatric wards, right? What's the consequences? If that plays out, what's the consequence of that going down the road?
Well, for the reasons I said earlier, namely that when institutions offer psychiatric care, they're usually doing so at a loss. They try to limit the number of beds that they have available for inpatient facilities. As a result, the emergency rooms essentially often fill up. And I've heard story after story of patients waiting 1, 2, or 3 days in an emergency room while waiting to get into an inpatient psychiatric bed.
All right, so a real challenge there. Well, that's Dr. Wesley Boyd. He's an attending psychiatrist at Cambridge Health Alliance, a Harvard Medical School faculty member, and a senior author of a new study that found limited access to psychiatric care in Boston, Chicago, and Houston. Dr. Boyd, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. As always, thanks to you as well, Carrie.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, Boston's chief of environment, energy, and open space tells us how the city is planning to adapt to our changing climate and rising sea level. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.